Loki, God of Trickery. In every video so far in this series, there have been mentions of the god Loki in some capacity, generally a negative one. Loki is one of the most widespread gods within our sources of Norse mythology, and has a unique place among the tales of the gods. Although Loki spends much of his time tricking the other gods, or behaving in a malicious way, he has also on occasion worked for their benefit. Many of the Aesir gods have threatened Loki with violence and death multiple times, but most of the time Loki managed to weasel his way back into their good graces. This video will cover Loki's place among the gods, his odd familial history, and his eventual fate at the hands of the gods. The meaning of Loki's name has been a subject of debate for many years, and it's still not really clear what it means. The current best guess is that it relates to knots, or tangles, and alludes to the idea that Loki is often seen as the creator of webs within Norse mythology, in a metaphorical sense. Loki is a Jotun, the son of a Jotun father, and a mother who is possibly a female Jotun, but it's never explicitly stated. Interestingly, rather than having his father's name as part of his full name, like other gods, his name includes his mother's name, Lauvoi. This is likely due to the alliteration between Loki and Lauvoi, but it's possible that the Aesir gods respected Loki's mother more than his father. Loki's time before coming to Asgard and becoming one of the Aesir gods is completely unknown. On one occasion, the gods were holding a feast, with Loki present, and things were very merry. The gods began complimenting the servants on their work, but Loki couldn't stand to hear good things being said about the servants, and so he proceeded to kill one of them. The gods chased Loki into the nearby woods, but eventually returned to feasting. Loki also eventually returned, and a hush fell over the room. He demanded a seat at a table, but was told that he was unwelcome. In response, Loki reminded Odin of their early days when they became blood brothers and swore an oath that no drink would be brought for one that wasn't also offered to the other. Odin admitted the oath to be true, and Loki was seated, had a drink, and proceeded to insult many of the gods. Loki is one of the most commonly appearing characters in Norse myth, and his purpose is generally to alter the status quo and bring about change in the gods' lives, for better or worse. Loki often cannot keep his mouth shut, and seems to enjoy raising the tempers of those around him, but almost always manages to talk his way out of any actual violence. He cut all of the beautiful golden hair off of Thor's wife's head, simply out of malice, but once Thor threatens to break every bone in his body, he manages to convince some dwarves to fashion a golden wig for her, as well as the greatest ship ever made, and the greatest spear ever made. Loki's cowardice occasionally causes trouble for the gods as well, most notably during the tale of the kidnapping of Idun. But again, even though Loki played a key role in causing the problem in the first place, he was also instrumental in rectifying it. During the fortification of Asgard, when the gods hired a Jotun to construct walls around their realm, Loki was the one to forge the agreement between them and the Jotun. The agreement, which involved the Jotun finishing the job very quickly, in exchange for the hand of a goddess in marriage, was largely unacceptable for the gods, and they expected him to fail. After seeing that he was likely going to complete it on time, they once again threatened violence upon Loki, and he knew he had to sabotage the Jotun's work in some way. Seeing as the Jotun's horse was responsible for most of the heavy lifting, Loki went to the horse in the shape of a mare, as Loki was a renowned shapeshifter. The horse, seeing the beautiful mare, chased after Loki, causing the Jotun to fail his side of the agreement. Meanwhile, Loki became pregnant after his interaction with the horse, and soon gave birth to an eight-legged horse, known as the greatest of horses, and became Odin's personal steed. Loki giving birth to an eight-legged horse may be among the most odd things within Norse mythology, but the other children of Loki are perhaps just as strange. This topic deserves its own video to go into full detail, But notably, Loki is the father of Hel, the goddess of the Norse underworld, Jormungand, the world serpent that will cause the death of Thor at Ragnarok, and Fenrir, the great wolf that will devour Odin at Ragnarok. Much like Loki himself, his children are directly linked to death, particularly that of the gods. Loki's connection to death is most notable in the tale of the death of Balder, son of Odin. In this story, Loki's sense of mischief and spite reached a disastrous height, which not even he could talk himself out of. The tale begins with Balder, the most beloved and beautiful of the gods, beginning to have ominous dreams of some terrible fate befalling him. This greatly concerned the other gods, as they did not know what the dreams meant, and so they went to Odin to find their meaning. Odin climbed upon his steed and rode down to the underworld in disguise, where he forced the corpse of a wise woman to rise. He also found that the floor was covered in gold, and mead was being brewed in anticipation for someone's arrival. Upon asking the wise woman whose arrival was being anticipated in Hel, she responded with Balder. After asking how he will die, the woman tells him that his brother Hodur will be responsible. Odin seeks further information, but the wise woman realizes who he is and goes back to the grave. After returning to Asgard and informing the other gods that Balder was fated to die, Frigg, Balder's mother, went to every thing in the cosmos and made them swear oaths not to harm her son. She took oaths from fire, water, iron, and other metals, stones, the earth, trees, diseases, animals, birds, poisons, and snakes, and everything else. Everything she went to swore an oath that they would not harm Balder. Satisfied that Balder was now safe, the gods began amusing themselves by striking and throwing all sorts of objects at Balder, laughing as the god remained unharmed. This only served to anger the jealous Loki, however, and he went in a disguise to Frigg, asking her if truly everything in the world gave an oath not to harm Balder. Frigg admitted that she had not obtained an oath from a small, young plant called the mistletoe, believing it too innocent to cause harm to Balder. Immediately upon hearing this, Loki disappeared and went to get the mistletoe. He brought it back to the assembly and approached Hodur, who was blind and was standing at the edge of the group. Loki asked the blind god why he was not joining in with the others, and he said that he could not see where Balder was, and he had no weapon. Loki told him that he should be honoring his brother like the others are, and told him that he would direct his throw. He placed the mistletoe in Hodur's hand, directed him towards Balder, and Hodur threw it at his brother. The mistletoe pierced through the god, and Balder dropped dead. The gods wept for their loss, Odin most of all, as he knew this event heralded the coming of Ragnarok. Another son of Odin, Hermod, agreed to go to Hel to bargain for Balder's return from the underworld, and he rode Odin's horse down. Upon arriving at the throne of the goddess Hel, he saw that Balder was sitting in the seat of honor next to her. Hermod pleaded with Hel to release his brother, telling her of the deep sorrow that came from his passing. Hel responded that if Balder was truly so loved, let everything in the world weep for him, both alive and dead. If this happens, she will release him back to Asgard. Hermod returned to Asgard, informing them of the arrangement. The gods sent messengers to ask everything in the world to weep for Balder and plead for his return, and everything did so. Everything except for one woman they found in a cave. When they asked her to weep for Balder, she said that Balder gave her no joy, and that Hel should hold what she has. This, of course, was Loki in disguise, and so Balder remained in Hel until the time of Ragnarok. Knowing that the gods were furious beyond reconciliation with him, Loki fled into a mountain and built himself a house that he could look out from in all directions. During his days, he changed into the form of a salmon and hid beneath a waterfall. Unfortunately for him, however, Odin could see all upon his throne, and the gods soon found Loki. In his salmon form, he attempted to leap downstream, but Thor reached out and grabbed him in midair by his tail fins, and it is said that this is the reason that salmon are narrow towards the rear to this day. Loki changed back to his normal form, and he was taken to a cave along with two of his sons. They changed one of his sons into a wolf, who killed his other son. They took the entrails of his slain son and tied Loki to three rocks in the cave, turning the entrails into iron chains. They then placed a poisonous snake on a rock above his head, causing it to continually drip its venom onto Loki's face. Loki's wife, still faithful and loving, held a bowl underneath the snake to avoid its poison dripping upon her husband's face. Every so often, however, she must leave to empty the bowl, and during the time the poison drips onto Loki, causing him to convulse and shake so violently that it's felt on Midgard as earthquakes. There he will remain bound and suffering until he breaks his chains at the start of Ragnarok. When Ragnarok comes, Loki will lead the Jotnar out of Jotunheim to commence the war against the gods. Loki is easily among the most unique and enigmatic characters, not only within Norse mythology, but potentially within any mythology. Despite his importance within the tales of Norse mythology and the number of times he's mentioned, archaeological finds depicting Loki are extremely rare. Whether or not he was worshipped or placated by any of the Norse peoples is a topic for discussion, and Loki in general remains a mysterious figure. While the lives of the gods may have been happy and peaceful for quite a while, Loki is proof that in the end, chaos reigns.